At that very moment, a few blocks away, Martinez was fast asleep in a king-size bed in another major strip casino's largest celebrity suite, his arms wrapped around the narrow waist of a 21-year-old college student he had met 2 hours earlier. Her name was Betty, or Amy, or Andy, definitely something with a Y, and she was visiting Vegas for the first time as part of her sister's bachelorette party. Martinez had met her at one of the blackjack tables, impressing her with his $5,000 bets and his bright red silk shirt with alligator-shaped buttons. Since his squad had run up an impressive $80,000 profit in the first 4 hours of play, he had called the night early, taking Cindy or Mindy or Libby upstairs to show her the view from the celebrity floor. He hadn't intended for her to be gone by 3 a.m. so he could head back down to the casino, but things had gotten pretty heated pretty fast. Exhausted, he had forgotten to set the alarm. He didn't even hear his two-way emergency beeper going off in the living room of the suite. The team had been outfitted with the beepers, complete with digital screens for abbreviated communication, after the riot at the MGM Grand. But Martinez hadn't gotten used to keeping the thing with him at all times, as Fisher had urged them to do. So he was blissfully unaware of Kevin's traumatic evening. If he had heard the beeper, he might have been better prepared for what happened next. He might have been ready for the sounds of deep male voices coming from out in the hallway, or the scraping of a key in the lock. He might have woken up before the door to the suite crashed open. Instead, it was the girl who awoke first. Her scream ripped into Martinez's skull, and he sat straight up, his eyes wild. There were three burly men wearing light blue security uniforms standing in the doorway to his bedroom. "What the fuck?" he managed. "Get dressed," the biggest of the three men said. He had frizzy hair and long sideburns. He must have weighed close to 300 pounds. He looked like he owned at least one pickup truck. "The casino manager wants to talk to you downstairs." The girl wrapped a blanket around herself and leaped out of the bed, leaving Martinez lying stark naked on the mattress. His face turned bright red as he scrambled for his clothes. "This is fucking ridiculous. You have no right to come in here. I'm a guest of this hotel." "Not anymore," the mountainous security guard said. 10 minutes later, Martinez was led by a private elevator to a basement room 2 floors beneath the casino. The room was little more than a 20-by-20 cell, with cinder block walls, a low ceiling, and a heavy wooden door. There were only 2 pieces of furniture in the room, a steel desk and a matching metal chair, both darkened with age. There were no pictures on the walls, no plants in the corners, no signs of life. Martinez guessed the place had not been designed by the same architect who had planned the lavish casino upstairs. The three security guards left Martinez in the room by himself, locking the door behind them. Martinez immediately checked the knob. No luck. After the immediate shock of the room invasion had worn off, he had regained much of his composure. He'd never been back room before, but he knew the drill. It was a game, and as long as he played carefully, he'd be all right.